Today we're going to learn Chagiga Daf Hey Amud Aleph. We did Daf Hey, Daf Dalet and Beis yesterday, and we went through different psukim that caused various Tanaim and Amoraim to cry when they came across those psukim. So I think we did 8 different psukim that caused people to cry. Now today we're going to do another 5 psukim, and that's the whole Amud today. Is built around 5 psukim that caused different people to cry when they learned these psukim. Rabbi Yochanan Kimati Lahaikra Bachi. When Rabbi Yochanan got to the following pasuk about Eov, he cried. After the Satan was mekatrig against Eov, the Satan came up in Shemayim to Hashem and said that we should damage Eov and see if he's still so faithful. And Eov, even after he lost all of his money, continued to be faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to the Satan, "Vatesisani vo levalo chinam. You have been maces me. You have led me with your advice to swallow him up for no reason, because you thought he wasn't going to pass the test, but look, he did pass the test. So Evet Sharabu Masisan lo Vinisas Takani Yeshlo. If you have a servant whose master, who Hashem, can be led astray against him to cause him all sorts of pain and anguish and suffering, so is there any hope for such an Eved? How's he ever going to be able to stand up to such issues, such challenges?" Rabbi Yochanan, the 10th pasuk, Kimati Lahai Krabachir, and Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk, he cried, "Hein b'kadoshav lo ya'amin," that a God doesn't even believe in his holy ones. "I b'kadoshav lo ya'amin," if in the tzaddikim Hashem doesn't believe, "b'man ya'amin," who does Hashem actually trust in? Who could Hashem trust? So the Gemara brings a story where Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan saw, and based on this, understands the pasuk. Yom echad avchazal b'orcha. One day, Rabbi Yochanan was going down the road. Chazialu gavra dava menaket te'ene, and he saw a person that was picking figs. Shavak hanach dematu v'shalkel hanach delomatu. He was leaving the figs that were already ripened, and he was taking the ones that were not yet ripened. Amar leis, Rabbi Yochanan said to the guy, "Isn't this a little backwards? Lav hani malin tfei. Aren't the ones that are ripened, you know, a little bit better? Why are you taking the ones that are not yet ripened?" Amar leis, the guy said, "Hani lo orcha binun lahu. I don't need these figs to eat now. I need them for the road. I'm going to take them on the road with me. So I dafka want the ones that aren't ripened, because hani natron v'hani lo natron. The ones that aren't ripened yet are going to be able to last for a lot longer and will be able to last me on the road." Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hainu duchsev." It's based on that I understood the pasuk, "Hein b'kadoshav lo yamin." Just like that person was afraid that the good figs would rot, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees young tzaddikim, he doesn't trust them. He's afraid that they might sin later on in life, and that's why he takes them at a young age, in order that they shouldn't have the opportunity to turn bad. But those that already have gone through most of their lives b'tzidkus, we don't have to worry that they're going to sin, because their Torah will protect them from chait, and they could be left that way forever. And you don't have to worry about anything that's going to happen to them. So, frek the Gemara. This pshat in the pasuk, Eini, is that really the pshat in the pasuk that Hashem will take young tzaddikim to prevent them from turning bad? Vahu talmid dav bishuvuseid Rabbi Alexandri. There was a Talmud that lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandri. Vishach vadazutar, and he died at a young age. Va'amar ibayi haimer rabbanan, and Rabbi Alexandri said that if this guy would have gone ibayi haimer rabbanan havachai, if this guy would have wanted to go in the right path, he would have lived. V'emisa, and if Rabbi Yochanan is correct that there are some people that die at a young age just because Hashem doesn't want them to sin later on, Dilma mehein b'kadosh of l'yamin hava. Maybe this Talmud was from amongst those people that Hashem took at a young age in order that they shouldn't sin later on, that they shouldn't have an opportunity to sin. So how did Rabbi Alexandri know that this guy could have lived and he could have continued to be successful? Answers the Gemara, "No, whom invite Barabosav hava." This Talmud was someone who had rejected his Rebbeim, so Rabbi Alexandri knew that he wasn't a Kadosh, and therefore he was able to say about him what he did. He was able to say that if the guy would have wanted, would have gone to, would have been a good guy, then he could have lived longer. But if he was a tzaddik, a complete tzaddik who was doing everything right, then we don't know that he could have lived longer. Maybe Hashem would have taken him early in order to prevent him from doing bad later on. The 11th pasuk that made someone cry, Rabbi Yochanan Kimati Lahaikra Bachi. Rabbi Yochanan also cried. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan was extraordinarily emotional. A lot of these cryings were done by Rabbi Yochanan. We had others as well. We had Rabbi Ami cried a few times. Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yosef. But now we have a few in a row. We had Rav Huna a couple of times. Now we have a few in a row that are all Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahay krabachi. When Rabbi Yochanan got to the following pasuk about the period of time before the geula, he cried. The pasuk says, "V'karafti alechem lamishpat, v'yisi ad me'ed me'maher b'mechashvim uv'menaafim uv'anishbarim la'sheker uv'oshke ischar sachir." So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Evet sharabo makarvel adono, a servant that his master brings him close in judgment, u'me'maher lahaidu, and is quick to test." Testify against him and doesn't wait for other Edom to come. Takana Yeshlo, does he have any hope? Meaning other people might come and testify otherwise, but if his master is going to testify against him, so he's not going to have any hope of standing up to judgment. So Rabbi Yochanan cried about how Hashem is going to testify against us. Amr v'yochanan medzakai, oy lanu sheshakal leinu akasuv kalos kichamuros. Woe unto us that the Torah considers it's light averos, the same, just as severe as more significant averos, because it counts minnaafim u'mechashvim, which are things, adultery and kishuf, which are things that Yechayiv Misa and Karis for, together with oshkei schar sachir, which is just a losase to make sure you pay your workers on time. So we see that this pasuk is very profound and impactful in that it makes even the least severe averos as significant as the most severe. Amreish lakish kalamata dino shel ger. Anyone who slants the din of a ger against the halacha, kilumata dino shel maila. It's as if he's misjudging Hashem. Shenemar umate ger, and the pasuk umati ksiv. It says umati lashon of mata, of slanting it, of slanting it toward Hashem. Amr bechinir bar papa. Anyone who doesn't have Avera one time and then feels bad about doing the Avera, so to the point where he feels like the Avera is disgusting, so Mochel lo miyad, he gets an immediate mechila, he's forgiven right away. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, velo yireuni. Amar Hashem Tzavakos. Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we bring them close to judgment because after all they sin, they're not afraid of me. HaYireuni, but if they would be afraid, meaning if their sin had an impact on them and they were thinking, Ay vey, how could I do something like that? Then, Mochel Nahem Miyad. Then they would have gotten a Mechila right away. So that would be enough for a Mechila. Rabbi Yochanan cried again. Rabbi Yochanan Kimati La'ikra Bachti. Rabbi Yochanan cried when he got to the following Pasuk. Ki es kol ma'aseh ha'elukim yaviv mishpat al kol ne'lam. That Hashem will judge us for all of our hidden averos. Evet sharabu shokel oshkogos kizdonos. Takana yeshlo, a servant who his master treats his accidental averos as if they were done on purpose. Is there any hope for such an eved? May al kol ne'elam. What is the word kol coming to teach us when it says al kol ne'elam? Amarav zeh ha'hori kina b'fnei chavero v'nimaspa. This is someone who kills a louse in front of his friend, and his friend is disgusted by it, and even on something tiny like that, that people don't see that it's even something so terrible, even that there's going to be din v'cheshbon, a person's going to ultimately have to pay the price for that. Ushmuel amar zeh harak b'fnei chavero v'nimas. Shmuel says it's referring to someone who spits in front of other people, and other people are disgusted by it. Mai im tov v'imra. What does the pasuk add when it says that Hashem is going to bring mishpat of tov and ra that a person does? What does Hashem punish us for good things? So Amri de Berabiana, explains that the tov that we're describing over here is a good that has some bad in it. Zehanosin staka la'ani bifarhasya. For example, a guy gives staka to a poor person, but he does so publicly in a way that embarrasses the poor person. Like Rabbi Yanai once saw a guy giving tzedakah to a poor man publicly. Amaleis, Rabbi Yanai said, "Mutav d'lo yahavtalei." You'd have been better off not giving him tzedakah. Mehashad yahavtalei v'kisavtei. That's better than what you did now by giving him tzedakah and embarrassing him, because the embarrassment, isn't worth the money. The Gemara brings other examples of good deeds that are laced with evil. Debei Rabbi Shila Amri, Zanosin Tzedaka Liisha Baseser. It refers to someone who gives a woman tzedaka privately. The Kamaisi Lalidei Chashada. People are going to start suspecting where she's getting all this money from, and that she's alone with this guy. It's not going to be good. People are going to suspect her of all sorts of immoral averos. Rava Amar, Zehamishager Liishto Basar Sheino Mechutach. That it's a guy who gives his wife meat that hasn't been the forbidden fats and the gidim haven't been removed from the meat. Ba'arve Shabbosel, so on Erev Shabbos, where it's nice that it's the covered Shabbos, he's giving her meat, but because she's so busy on Erev Shabbos, she's not going to have time to properly kasher the meat, to take the forbidden fats and the gidin out of the meat. So that's a mitzvah ostensibly, but it's laced with avera. Frankly, Gemara eini va'rava mishader. But didn't Rava used to do this all the time? So how could we criticize it? Says Gemara shiny bas Rav Chista de kimle begavei de bekia. No, Rava's wife, who was the daughter of Rav Chista, Rava knew she was such an expert at kashering meat, she could do it in no time, and therefore she didn't need much warning time. Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahaikra b'achi, a fifth pasuk that made Rabbi Yochanan cry. It says in the parsha of the Klalos, v'haya ki simtsena oso ra'us rabos v'tzaros. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Evid Sharabo Mamtilo Ros Vitzaros Takane Yeshlo, a servant whose master only sees bad, he sees Ros Vitzaros in the servant. Does he have any hope? My Ros Vitzaros, what does it mean when the Pasuk says Ros Vitzaros? Amarav Ros Shinasos Tzaros Zulazu Kigon Ziburava Akraba. It's bad deeds that become close to each other, like a bee and a serpent that bite the same person, where there's no way to heal the person, because normally whatever the heal is for the bite of the zibura would make the bite of the akrav more painful. Whatever the cure is for the bite of the akrav would make the bite of the zibura more painful. So that's what it means, that the two are competing. He has these two bad things that happen that compete against each other, where it takes away a person's hope. So the Gemara now goes back to explaining the pasuk. Shmuel says, no, what does it mean, im tov imra? And it doesn't mean, like we said before, im tov imra is good deeds that have bad laced in with them. Rather, it means hamamtzi mos la'ani b'shas dochko, that if someone gives money to a poor person when he's desperate. So that's a little bit bad, because why do you have to wait till the guy is desperate? You should give him a little bit before he becomes desperate. Amarava hainadam rianshi, that's what people say. Rava says, zuza la'alula lo shchicha. A zuz, to be able to buy grain at a cheap price, you're not going to be able to find. Litlisa shchiach, but to buy food at a difficult time, which you could put right in your basket, that you'll always be able to find. Meaning there are some people that give tzedakah only when you're absolutely desperate and you need the food right now. But when you could have bought grain and had time to make the food and you could have gotten it for a lot cheaper, people aren't going to give tzedakah for that because they don't see the desperation. So it's unfortunate. Sometimes people only give tzedakah when they perceive that there's real desperation. The chara api boba yomahu vazavtim vistarti panamehem. Pasuk says that Hashem says he's going to get angry and he's going to hide his face from the Jewish people. Amar Bardlo Batavyumi Amar Rav. So Bardlo Batavyumi says in the name of Rav, what does it mean vistarti fanai mehem? Kol she'enu behester panim. Eno mehem. Anyone who doesn't experience a sense of hester panim, a sense of Hashem hiding his face a little bit, of having tefillos that seem to go unanswered, is not amongst the Jewish people. Every Jew goes through that experience. Kol she'enu b'vahaya lechel. Anyone who's who the goyim don't punish him to try to take away his money, Eino mehem. That's a simen that he's not amongst the Jewish people. Amru le Rabbanu le Rava. The Rabbanu said to Rava, but marlo behester panim yisei. You don't have that sense of Hashem hiding his face from you. V'lo b'vahaya lechel yisei. And also the goyim don't go after your money. So are you Jewish? Amar Lehu, Rava said back, Mi adisu kama mishadarna b'tzina b'shvor malka. Do you know how much money I have to send privately to the king of Paras? I mean, you have no idea how much money I have have to give up. Afilu achi yav be rabbanan inayu, but still the rabbanan gave an ayin hara to Rava. Adachi shidur debei shvar malka. During that time, there was a group that was sent by the king vigarvuhu, and they took away all of Rava's money. Amar Rava said, "Hainu d'tanya amram shemang liel kol makom shos chamineim omisa o oni." That wherever the chum placed their eyes, wherever they placed their gaze, wherever the chum looked jealously at somebody, it's going to cause the person to either die or to become very poor. So I guess we'll stop there. But Hashem will pick up next time with Anochi Astir Astir. Oh wait, but we got to do some main points over here. So really, the whole Amud is one big main point, and that one big main point is that there were five different psukim that caused Rabbi Yochanan to cry. And let's go through them in detail. First one was Vatisiseni vo levalo chinam, that it's possible to be Mesis Hashem, to lead Hashem against Tzadikim like Iyov. Second one was Hein Bikadosh of Loyamin. Hashem doesn't even trust the holy people. And that's what we said. Sometimes he takes them at a young age because he doesn't trust that they'll stay holy at an older age. Third one that made him cry, V'karavti aleichem l'mishpat, v'yisi eid b'mar b'mechash v'menaf v'meneshbam l'shakra v'oshkei sechar sachir, where Hashem is quick to judge us and to testify against us, and treats our more severe averos like the most severe averos. Next pasuk, fourth pasuk that made him cry, is ki as kol ma'aseh elokim yaviva mishpat al kol ne'elam, that Hashem treats our accidental averos as if they were done on purpose, and even tiny things that annoy other people we're going to have to pay a price for. The Gemara also mentioned, I guess this could be a separate main point, that a lot of times good deeds are laced with evil, meaning there's bad things in the way we do our mitzvahs, and it makes it almost not worth doing. And then the final pasuk that made Rabbi Yochanan cry, "V'haya kisimtzeno so ra'us rabos v'tzaros," that Hashem causes multiple bad things to happen at the same time, which exacerbate the problem. Remember, like the two bites of the two different animals, where you can't get a cure from either one because it's just going to exacerbate the other one. That's ra'os v'tzaros. They're bad things that are tzaros to each other in a certain sense. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll do the Daf Hayamid Beis.